Hey guys, hope you're doing well. Cloud with you here on the New Vision Podcast. Chris Sharp, what's up, man?
What's up?
Chris made the mistake of talking to me in the hallway on a Sunday morning saying that he liked the podcast.
I did, yes.
And so, welcome to the podcast,
Chris. Thank you. Thank you. I'm an avid listener.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your compliments. And we're in this series we have been doing for the last few years in between Easter and the week after and the 5 days after that, where it's Raised to Life.
Yep.
And so basically it's, you know, a baptismal service, and we just want to give our testimonies.
Yeah.
It's just simple as that.
Yeah.
The conversation of like, when was I, Andrew Cloud, Chris Sharp, when was I raised to life, when I was a new person, you know, born again.
Right.
And so with that being said, I mean, we can just go ahead and get into this and I'll turn it over to you. And
yeah, absolutely.
Just a little bit. Real quick, sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
But Chris, you don't only just attend here, but you're also a deacon.
I am a deacon, yeah.
And I just found out, you know, that you were in vocational ministry before
I was
coming to New Vision. So,
yep, for about 5 years, yeah, I was in vocational ministry. Did that in the middle of college, a little bit after college, and I'm really loved my time in vocational ministry.
Awesome.
Yeah, I served in youth ministry and college ministry. So, yeah, I wouldn't give that up for the world.
Well, I'm sure you'll get around to all that in your story. And so without further ado, I'll just turn it back over to you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what Cloud and I were talking about before starting to record was one of the most common misconceptions that I had before I was a believer was thinking that your testimony ends once you get saved. Mm. That couldn't be further from the truth, honestly. But my story does begin when I was young, elementary school. My mom worked in the school that I went to. I felt protected. I felt like invincible.
She worked at this school?
She did. Yeah. She was an educational assistant. But
so
I
could never get away with
it. I couldn't, but I was so conditioned. My mom was always there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I, like I said, I thought I was invincible. But as soon as, let's see, when I was in sixth grade, it was my last year at my elementary school. I started having more questions about salvation. And there just happened to be a lot going on with my family at the time. You know, I won't go into it too much, but, My parents, I saw them, you know, their marriage start to fall apart a little bit. Mm. And I don't know that they knew that I saw it, but I saw it. I was very aware of what was going on. And it scared me. And I had a lot of questions about what is happening in life. And the question that always came up is, what's the meaning of life? I could never answer
You're
that
question. Deep kid.
Yeah, well, just with that, you know, every movie, every Disney movie you saw was, what's the meaning of life?
The Lion King.
Yes.
What happened to you?
Yes. And so that's something that I really wrestled with. But I started getting involved with our youth ministry. And the youth minister, he always, his favorite verse was John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come so you can have life and have it abundantly. My question was, where's this abundant life that says it right here in scripture? Because my parents are fighting all the time. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? In sixth grade, it was a Mother's Day, 2003. My house was actually hit by a tornado. I lived in Walter Hill. I'm sure a lot of people listening probably remember that. But it was a two-story home. All the bedrooms were upstairs. The only thing remaining of our home was the staircase. And me and my mom were at the very top, and my brother and my dad were at the very bottom.
Wow.
And the Lord spared us. And through that tornado, my dad's testimony is that he knew that his family needed him, and he knew the Lord was calling him to a better marriage. And my testimony was that I still didn't know Christ, but I started asking the question, is what would have happened to me?
Wow.
During that, if I hadn't made it out of there, what happens to me? What happens to my brother? And so through that, I in my youth ministry, I started going to different events, and we ended up going to YEC, Youth Evangelism Conference.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So this was in Nashville. It was at a church, but I remember sitting there at the speaker had already come on. I couldn't tell you what he spoke about, but I could tell you the band was playing At the Cross. And I wasn't standing, I was sitting, and I was shaking, and I was so scared. I didn't know what was going on, but all I knew was that I now know what would have happened to me if I had died that night that the tornado hit our house. But I knew for a fact at that moment that if I had died, I know exactly who I'm spending eternity with. And I just put my hand up, and my youth pastor came and got me and took me to this room, and he just asked me the questions. You know, we did the Romans Road. And,
oh, cool.
And he prayed with me. And
did you get if you knew the plane was crashing and Jesus was a parachute, would you put him on?
I didn't get that. I didn't get that. But I mean, I felt like my life was that story up to that point. And so I got the opportunity to share with him that I think that I'm a believer now. I think the Lord saved me tonight. And he confirmed that, you know, he prayed with me through that.
Man, that's cool.
And it's just, a lot of life had been lived up to that point. And I was only 12 at that time. And like I said, I thought my story was over. But then as I went through middle school and high school, I was the subject of a lot of bullying.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. And I just didn't understand it. Especially in seventh grade, seventh and eighth grade. I mean, it was like a cartoon, you know. I think of like, Hey Arnold, you know, that style.
We're the same generation.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was still asking this question of where's this abundant life that the Lord has promised me. And I just doubted so much of what he was telling me.
Is God even good kind of stuff?
Right. And I didn't want that. I didn't want to be angry. I just wanted confirmation that God was with me, that he's dwelling inside of me. And he was, and he is, but I just didn't. With circumstances, I wasn't finding my joy in him. I just felt like I wasn't finding joy at all. But as I graduated from high school and got into college, I got really involved with my college ministry, and started working at the church that I was attending, and really poured into the youth ministry there and that I worked in. I was their youth ministry associate, and began to learn what actual spiritual growth looks like. I was very adamant about finding a mentor. I'll say his name, Charles Hampton, was a guy that I saw him pouring into so many young men like myself and helping bring them, you know, transformative life, showing them that how to read the Bible. What does John 1:1 actually mean?
Oh, cool.
And so I told him, I said, I want to sit down with you. I want you to teach me what you're teaching all these other guys. And so he said, you know, open your Bible, read John 1:1 to me. And do you know what that means? And I said, no. And he said, well, look at that. Look at the word. W is capitalized. What do you think that means?
Ah, nice.
And he just revealed that to me. And he gave me a study commentary. And he said, I want you to start reading this alongside your Bible every day. And I tell you, man,
study commentaries, the floodgates are open now.
Yeah. And it was the Johnny Mack study, commentary, the John MacArthur study.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Was it the New King James Version study Bible or whatever?
I don't remember. It's blue. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
Oh, no.
But it was so transformative to me.
Man, that's some like deep studying right
now. It is. Yeah. And I didn't know a lot of it, but I had questions. We would meet every other week and I would come with a list of questions, but he would have a question for me first. His question would be, have you been reading your Bible? And if not, he'd say, man, it was like, I wanted somebody to step on my toes. Please step on my toes. I want to get closer to God. So what I found was that my testimony did not end when I said yes to God for the first time. In fact, my testimony and my relationship grew in college when when I actually surrounded myself with people wanting to see spiritual growth inside of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there was a moment in time, you were in seventh grade at YEC.
Yep.
But then the struggle of like, that's not all there is. There's also this process. Once you're saved, God's going to continue to sanctify you.
Exactly.
And then you're, you know, called into vocational ministry and
right.
all those other things.
Yep.
Man, thank you for sharing that. I know there's other parts of your story that I wish we had time to share.
Yeah, we're absolutely.
Getting a little long. Maybe for another time.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us and encouraging
thank
us to tell our stories and to keep growing.
Well, thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Y'all have a great day. We'll see you on the next episode.